she just said, well, you know, how am I going to go back to school? How am I going to make a living? And, you know, that's something in the family we don't ever talk about.
Yeah,
really.
Well, how did you feel about that time? Or did you know that that was all going on?
Well, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think what it was, my mother felt like I had started not respecting her. You know, it was a jealousy thing, I think, between my mother and my aunt about me. And it was just one of those tragic things that can happen in family.
Were you the last kid? Were you the baby?
No. My brother, let's see, Charles must be 6 years younger than I. So I was a baby for 6 years, so to speak.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And that creates a problem, too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, it really does create a problem. Like a lot of people say, the middle child is usually gets slighted. But in my case, I ended up with a lot of attention from my aunt, who had no children, and from my grandmother, since I was her baby grandchild, and she didn't expect to have any grandchildren. And then along came my brother, after those 6 years. Yeah. So I really didn't care about whether I stayed with my mother or not.
Uh-huh.
You know.
You were getting along just fine as it was.
Yeah, I was living like a little king. You know.
You were probably a real brat.
Yeah, you know, I was a terrible little Lloyd Fauntleroy.
Uh-huh.
You know, and O'Donnell, everybody recognized me in the town. You know, that's the school teacher's nephew.
Uh-huh.
And I could go anywhere in white O'Donnell that I wanted to. And I got treated real nice.
Uh-huh.
You know, and, you know, you get, that was a distinction that was made between me and other black kids in town. And I enjoyed that, you know.
Sure.
After when I look back on it, you know, that was some of my happiest days.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, did you come to Dallas when you were, what, 11?
Yeah, I was 11. I remember very distinctly. I just turned 12, as a matter of fact. My birthday is in July, and this happened in August, because I remember we were preparing to go back to school in O'Donnell. And I started grade school here. I was in the eighth grade. I didn't have any junior highs then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I started over the last year in grade school in Dallas in the eighth grade. I had gone to school in Dallas previously, but hadn't been for any length of time. And, you know, it'd be 6 months here, and I'd leave and go back to O'Donnell because I just could not take Dallas. You know, that was a big difference in going to the city school and then going to the school where my aunt taught me.
Uh-huh.
You know, and she was the only teacher.
Uh-huh.
Now, that was a real trick. She taught eight classes, eight grades, every day, grades 1 through 8. Well, the good thing about that for the kids was this, is that if you were in the second grade, you knew what was going on in the third grade, because we were all in the same room.
Uh-huh.
And if you were sharp enough in the fifth grade, you could read what the eighth graders were doing.
Uh-huh.
So when I came here and I was in eighth grade, I was much farther advanced than the kids in Dallas, because I had been exposed to an environment ever since I started the school.
You
know,
would think it would be the other way around. This poor child doesn't have any background
because
he's been going to a one-room school or whatever, right?
Yeah. I was looking at Good Morning America, and they're going to do all of the 36 plays by Shakespeare within the next 6 years. Of course, they're going to use British actors. But I was reading Shakespeare when I was in fifth grade, and it was because our literature books that the eighth graders were using had Shakespeare in it. So I was reading Shakespeare, you know, when I was... You know, and it was just, and when I came here and, you know, and they introduced these literature books in the eighth and ninth grade, and I said, I've read these books. And I said, what do you mean you've read these books? You know, you're going to have these books.